you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sick of the Shams, man. Sick of them.
We got JFig tacos.
Again?
Yeah, I forgot to take it off.
You saw, I didn't speak.
So look, I took a bite.
But it's in default because that's how it's defaulted.
Yeah.
Okay, but did I pick them?
You picked him the last time, so he probably did a previous order.
No, he didn't. You saw him.
I did previous order.
Exactly. You did it. So
because did you get the pineapple ones?
No, this is exactly.
So it's not previous order. Okay. Trying to blame this
on me. Not putting pineapple on tacos.
You know what?
Definitely, El Pastor is delicious.
Look, don't let Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins
tear you apart. I'll tell you who's tearing me apart.
Let's not break up this family.
The Shams Charania. I'm sick of him.
What do you do now?
Why?
Promised me the best offseason ever.
Let me ask you this. Would you forget about the offseason if the Dolphins were 2-0?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I can't live in fantasy.
What?
Can't live in fantasy.
Show pony. You live in fantasy all the time.
I can't live in the hypothetical world. I can't. But he promised me the craziest offseason ever.
Is it over?
It is. They signed Thanasis Antetokounmpo. Do you think he thought when he said that, he thought Giannis was getting traded? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Like that had to be why. Yes.
I think we all did once Dame got hurt.
So Thanasis, where was he last year?
Who?
I think he tore his Achilles. I think he didn't play.
Thanasis.
Yeah.
Thanasis was doing podcasts, bro.
Yeah, but I think he was hurt.
Because he
wasn't on the Bucks roster because I think he was hurt.
Right, he might have
been. Now he's back to cashing that vet check.
But then they didn't give him a 1-year deal. They gave him a 2-year deal.
Oh, listen. Listen, they sent Dame away to make money. They're paying basically a $50 million pod for this Miles Turner, who is good, but he's not Hakeem. Like, they just had to make some kind of a move. But do you want to know, it was crazy. I was looking at this yesterday. Do you know, Leroy, there have only been 2 top 25 scorers last year to change teams? Do you know that?
Jeez.
Craziest NBA offseason, Kevin Durant and Norman Powell. That's the list. Dame, too, but he doesn't count because he's not going to play.
Where Kevin Durant went?
Houston.
Oh, that's right.
That's this is how far this thing goes. Nobody else made moves? Like Desmond Bane went to the Magic. He's not a top 25 scorer. No.
He's on the edges of it.
He's good. I'm not saying he's not good, but I'm talking about the top 25 scorers in the league. Of them change teams.
You know why? Because that scoring is kind of important.
It is important.
And teams that don't have it, I don't care how good your defense is.
It is important. It's also this damn Adam Silver and his NBA with no moves anymore. Hate it.
Why?
Second apron.
Stupid second apron. Nobody knows what the hell is.
When is the deal over? Between the players and the
good, I don't know. Vlad.
No, but it automatically goes up depending on revenue.
I think going to have to – next collective bargaining agreement, they got to change that up, man. It's not helping the owners and the players, to be quite honest.
Schmeathen says this offseason has been nothing but Kuminga updates. It's exactly what set me off on this because this guy had the audacity yesterday to drop a – inside the drama of Jonathan Kuminga. And I'm like, no, no, Shams. No, I think I'll pass on that.
Inside the drama.
You know? Where's my inside Norman Powell got traded to the Heat? That's more worthy than Jonathan Kuminga and his stupid standoff with the Warriors. The Warriors, you don't want him that much. Let him go. This is ridiculous. You're holding him hostage.
But they don't want to let him go for nothing.
I know. But he's like, but you guys don't want me that much. I don't understand. It's like you guys want me, but not really. So let me go. I'm like, yeah, we can't do that. No. So.
And nobody would give him what you want.
The Heat made what I'm basically telling you is the Heat made the second biggest move of the offseason. And it doesn't feel like they did, but they did. They got a top 25 scorer for nothing. And no one's talking about it.
Was Norman Powell top 25?
Yes, he was 24th. Oh, okay. But he was. Hey, that is top 25.
Where was Tyler?
He was 21, I think, but he didn't change teams.
All right. No, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to.
You got, by the way, some lettuce right there. Thanks a lot, JFig, for your default order.
Yeah.
You know what?
Hey, she's doing the news. Hey, what's going on in the newsletter?
It looks
Don't worry about it.
Are we in the newsletter?
I don't know.
Did we make it?
Can we? Yeah. Can we get in the newsletter?
Yeah.
Please?
Are you
Jennifer?
Are you going to leave out my birthday?
Are we going to have to start treating you like the doorman?
You going to leave out my birthday to make me feel closer to Leroy?
No, we got to start treating him like the bouncer. Treat her like the bouncer.
Oh. Hey. Hey.
I got to go to that spot. I think I know the spot you went to.
Yeah. I know where it is. It used to be.
You're not going to call it out right now.
What? Here's the real question. Did he call you ma'am?
Listen, if he would have called me man, his job would have been on the line.
What did you say? Hold my stuff.
Did he call you abuela?
Hold my earring. Just one.
He called you abuela.
Abuela, you're a little bit too old for this club, ain't you?
Listen.
And you know what Jennifer would have said? What? She's older than me.
Absolutely. Throwing somebody under the bus. That's
so he fun. Looked at Lupe's ID.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Interesting.
Wait, were you getting hit on by young guys the whole night?
No.
Sounds like a yes.
I think that's
I don't
a
know.
Yes.
Sounds like a
when
yes.
When you say that you two were might have been the oldest people. At
okay.
The
day. So. No, there was one specific person in the crowd that just so weird.
Some little emo brat come up to you.
No, every single time he tried getting close, my friends went around.
Oh,
me
you guys went zone defense.
Yeah.
Oh
wow. Oh damn.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, yeah. That's tough. Maybe Anthony Weaver can call up Lupe. Stop giving him so many yards.
Yeah.
Damn,
Lupe can make him punt.
Point for Tom. Point for Leroy.
We say, hey, Lupe standing around J-Fig with a shirt that says three and out, baby. Three and out. Three and out.
Nah, that's why you got to get your best two-man game going. You got to get the guy that can run the fast break with you.
Yeah.
Because he's got to play.
So I'm going to send somebody deep, but then I'm going to send somebody in the flat.
Exactly.
So while you covering that deep guy, my flat guy going to get through.
That's it.
Yep.
That's all you need.
Okay.
Oh, listen.
I'll let you know next time.
Let me just tell you something. Let me tell you something. These kids today, they make assumptions. They ain't got no game. You got
to
learn. You got to work the room. You got to know you can't just go over there, hey, girl. No. You got to work the room.
Yeah, don't you?
And you got to work
You
got to
find some mutual, some just random conversation. Next
I
thing
saw
you know,
one
have
on
a
Friday
couple of cocktails.
I think what you guys got to do is if you're out and you see JFig partying.
No.
I'm just saying if you guys do, though, if you see JFig partying and you really want to get into some conversation, just rip Mike McDaniel. She'll be right there.
Talk about birds.
Talk about
no,
birds.
No, don't do that. Unless you want to talk about
really
murdering birds.
See, yeah, nowadays, they ain't got no end game.
No.
They don't know how to look at a nice-looking lady and go over and just have an opening conversation. Whether it goes somewhere or not, right, that opening conversation just laying the groundwork like so you could get a feel for where you at.
I gotta say, you're assuming people actually come
wait,
up
to Wait, JFig, hold on. Well, here's
but not with that look. Now, not with you, like, just... Already mad because the bouncer didn't acknowledge.
I told you I wasn't right. Mad on the inside.
And you can't. And by the way, that's you can't have a group of ladies. Come on, man. You can't have an old lineman like blocking you so that guys
yeah.
can't get through to
yeah,
talk to
yeah,
you. That's
yeah.
that's
okay.
Ridiculous.
No, that was every time that specific person would come around.
Okay,
I didn't want him to talk to me.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right.
But most of the time, no one came up to me. I think I just scare people.
Nah, you
got. You are at times.
You just scare the bouncer.
Yeah, you didn't scare the bouncer.
As I should have, okay?
Wow. See what I mean? That attitude is not going to get you friendliness. I'm just sorry.
Anyway. Guy says, working man says the Heat. We pretend that six men are stars. We got Norman Powell. How the mighty have fallen.
Norman Powell's a good score.
At least Dalton Connect knows he's a bench player. Wes Goldberg said something really spot on because I'm so sick of this Dalton Connect being thrown into these Andrew Wiggins talks.
What's that?
Because they just keep saying he's former first-round pick Dalton Connect. It's like, yeah, okay, that was their mistake. They wanted to trade him in 2 months, and he got Lemon Lord. They should call him Lemon Lord Dalton Connect.
We also had Greg Oden.
Yeah.
I like him. How long can we throw
Imagine
that
if
out?
I did that to the Lakers with, like, Jaime. Be like, hey, he's former first-round pick. Jaime Jaquez.
You guys had Eddie Curry as well.
Oh, yeah. I remember that was going to be a thing. Eddie Curry. I remember it being a big
deal. Did he ever get in enough shape to play consistent minutes?
I don't think he played at all.
He got a ring, though.
He did get a ring. I don't think he ever played, though. I don't remember Eddie Curry getting any minutes. Right. I remember Greg Oden. I remember that being a big thing. I mean, we went through so many big men. And then Spo was just like, hey, how about Chris Bosh just be my center? How about that? You know? And then he just made Bam do it, too. Zydrunas Ilgauskas. Eric Dampier.
Oh, that's right. He did have Big Z.
Had Big Z. The only guy who was good was Birdman.
Doesn't Big Z always he's like LeBron's bodyguard?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know if he's Big
Z,
bodyguard.
But Big Z, no. If LeBron goes to a team, Big Z always ended up on that team.
No, I think that was his last year. I think he retired after that.
He retired after that Miami run.
Right.
And then
but we were thrilled. We were like, you know what we did with Big Z? They're doing that with DeAndre Ayton right now. They're like, oh, they got DeAndre Ayton.
I mean, DeAndre, like, I can't figure him out. Because he looks like a 7-foot Dwight Howard, right? He's built like Dwight Howard, but he's maybe, what, 4 inches taller?
Yeah, well, I don't know. He's one of those 7-footers, dude. Like, you know,
can't figure it out. 7-footers, man.
He missed a game because it was too cold out.
What?
He missed a game because there was too much ice on the road for him. He goes, I'm not going.
He just didn't go to the game.
Yes. Or he was late. I don't remember if it was late. I think he was late.
Come on, dude. That's a bit much.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. What's wrong with people? The boss told J. Fig she went to school with Carl Weathers. She couldn't have. Carl Weathers went to an all-boys school.
Mm-hmm. Class clown?
Nice try, you idiot. See, that's just terrible.
By the way.
Tobin is Big ZD.
Oh, that's a good one, man. That is a good one.
I do love ZD. Love ZD, dude.
I'm not a ZD guy.
Don't like a Big ZD?
No. I'm more of a... What's the one with the stuffed cheese?
That's ravioli.
No.
Tortellini?
Tortellini.
Yeah, tortellini's good.
Oh, that's so good.
You ever get you ever go to the
gnocchi? That's potato.
So good.
Yeah, so good. You can't eat but a little bit of those because it fills you right up.
Take a break. Back after this.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's doing that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Decency anymore?
Listen.
Is there no decency anymore?
We're being hard on Jay Fig.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. I saw it with my own eyes.
Being hard on her. Let her be.
Thank you, Vlad.
Okay. Let me go.
That's why I played your song.
Jennifer just ate a taco, which, keep in mind, as long as we've been getting these tacos, I have been complaining about them being messy when you get all that stuff that she likes on it.
Right, she ruined
it.
I didn't do it.
She's out there with a fork and knife eating the taco.
Okay, dude.
I was scooping up what fell off the taco, and I ate it like that. What do you want me to do?
You got to regather it in the tortilla that's left.
And how am I going to regather it with
everybody
my fingers?
Knows that.
Yes.
Ew.
You didn't. No, no, no. You.
My hands are dirty from touching the computer and stuff like that.
Come on, dude.
Really?
No.
Really?
So how did you originally eat the taco?
I grabbed it. I ate it. Whatever fell.
So now midst between you eating the taco and then not, and then going with fork and knife, then all of a sudden you decide my hands are not cleanly enough to regather?
Because at some point.
To regather individual things that were on a taco? Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Okay. I'm telling you.
You're breaking taco rules. You've already besmirched the taco.
You know how you avoid that situation? Open up wider, okay? Yep. Get more taco
in your mouth. And what about the things that are all over the floor when you're eating, huh?
That
exactly. Gonna go over there. I saw tomatoes, onions, and steak on the floor.
Well, yeah, that's
open your mouth wider when you're eating. How about that?
Hey, yo,
tread lightly. She's still mad at the bouncer.
Yeah, I know.
She's mad at Mike McDaniel, the bouncer, and you. Don't we?
You want to hear some more Mike McDaniel?
No.
Too bad.
Messy Taco describes the Dolphins' defense this season.
That's not a bad. That's, you know what? That's a good one.
That's a point. This was Mike McDaniel on Stephen Ross. What he and Stephen Ross talked about after the loss. Here's what he had to say.
What conversations have you had with Stephen Ross, and how would you describe the tone of those conversations since yesterday's game?
Since yesterday's game, we talked about the game after the game, and then talked about the preparation week for Buffalo. So kind of in step with what I talked to the team about as well. So his, like everyone else, we thought we could have won the game, and we didn't. And then we talked about the short week in Buffalo.
Hmm. Why don't you just say we talked about the game? That's it. Why we had to go through all
you want
that.
Me to tell you why, Vlad? Because that's not Mike McDaniel's way.
That's not Mike McDaniel's way. It's not Mike McDaniel's way, dude.
Nope.
It's not. If that was Mike McDaniel's way, we'd have known. But
that's not Mike McDaniel's way.
You know, the old don't like long talkers except for themselves. So when he was interviewing,
that's true.
When he was interviewing Mike McDaniel for the job, did at any time did Stephen Ross maybe take a nap during an answer or something like that? And he was like, oh.
We don't know that Mike McDaniel's not a good listener, so maybe he listened to the old talk for a while.
Can I just tell you, if somebody paying you $4 or $5 million a year, $6 mm-hmm. million, whatever he making, you a good listener.
Oh, you're going to be a great listener.
Great listener, because you ain't made that money yet.
You think
if Ross listened to Mike McDaniel, man.
You think he showed him the grass farm when they first met? I don't think he wants to fire him. I think he's like upset.
He doesn't. I respect a guy that has patience, because you know how I feel about that. However, it's going to get to a point where you're going to, you know, but here's the problem. The problem is, you think Stephen Ross knows that if I'm firing anybody, it got to be Chris Greer first?
Well, I don't think Chris Greer's getting fired, dude.
But that's my point.
I think Tobin's right about this, Leroy. This guy knows things. Like, he knows things. I've been watching this thing on Mafia's Greatest Hits,
mm-hmm.
like a list of some of the greatest known mobsters. And, yeah, you know how some of them survive? Or don't, well, actually, they don't survive. They know where the bodies are laid.
Yep.
He knows.
I've heard that too. I know Omar's saying that too. Like, he knows where the bodies are buried and things like that. I don't even think it's that. Like, I don't think my instinct is not that Chris Greer knows something.
Chris Greer is the closest to it.
People seem to think that Chris Greer is compromising pictures. Chris Greer has all the dirt. My mindset is not that with Chris Greer. It is because Chris Greer has been here for 20 years. He's a nice guy. Everybody seems to see he's a very pleasant guy to work with. I don't think Stephen Ross at this age wants to start from scratch. He never really starts from scratch. He always does halves in, halves out when it comes to firings. And the guy survived here for 20 years. I think that when this all comes to a head, Mike McDaniel's going to be the fall guy and Chris Greer is still going to be here.
No.
I'm telling you.
Because here's why. As much as I've said things about Mike McDaniel, right? I've said more things about Chris Greer and how he's kind of put this thing together with all these injured players.
Understood. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to get fired. I agree with you. I just don't think he will.
But if it gets to that point where you think some moves have to be made,
mm-hmm.
like the guy who picked the players has to go first.
I know.
When you're an owner and you see, man, I'm paying a lot of money for some banged up players and – what the hell's going on with this tight end? I'm just speaking, you know, like I'm, you know, Stephen Ross. And who's this tight end that we couldn't keep the other tight end for that we liked? And we got a new tight end who you said was better, and now he's not playing, and now you got questions. Who, like, yeah, all these decisions. Why we sign a guy off Achilles, and guess what? He's hurt.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, if I'm Chris Greer, right, Don't forget, this guy was kind of in the whole fold when they tried to get in the Sean Payton, Tom Brady thing before they got busted tampering. Now, I don't know how much power he would have had with Sean Payton here. It's hard to say what that would have been.
That's the problem. That's
it's hard to say what that would have been. Mm-hmm. But either way, their whole plan B, once that all blew up, was, all right, I guess we got to make good on this Tua thing. So I feel like if you're Chris Greer, you can always go back to Steve Ross and be like, listen, we tried to make this Tua thing work. You and me, Stevie, hey, let's sit down. You know, let's go have some Panera bread, right? And so he's sitting with Steven Ross because the old love Panera bread. They love a bread.
I was about to ask you why.
I was
Panera
ready
bread.
To hear that.
The old love of Panera
they
bread.
They do. No, I don't. Panera bread and soup. Bread.
You're not that old. You're not in the Panera bread bracket. Let me tell you something.
If you ever see me eating a grilled cheese with a tomato soup,
right?
You heard it here first. You can end it.
Cool. Oh, I'm telling you something
Damn,
right now.
You don't even eat that at home or something?
No, I don't eat that.
No,
I don't like tomato.
It's possible Stephen Ross has a Panera bread in his mansion. Like, that's how much the old love Panera bread. And I'm telling
you the difference between rich, between wealthy and rich.
Yeah.
Who's the wide receiver? All he got is a Taco Bell.
Oh, that's
he got a Taco Bell.
I'm telling
Stephen Ross got it.
So I think Chris Greer, Stephen Ross, they pull up to Ross's Panera bread in his mansion. You know, they have the sourdough bread bowl there. He has tomato. One has broccoli cheese. And he goes, look, Stevie, we tried to make this work, baby. You know, we thought we were going to get Sean Payton, Tom Brady. We got busted because of that snitch Brian Flores. And now, you know, we tried to make the Tua thing work. It was fun for a little bit while it lasted. You know, let's go back to the drawing board, baby. You know, we'll go get ourselves Carson Beck.
He goes, yeah, and this next decision might hurt a little bit, but... Like, you can't, listen, here's the problem, okay?
You think he calls him Stevie?
No.
No.
Here's the problem. It's Mr. Ross. Here's the problem, and I think everybody needs to understand this. I've seen over the last couple of weeks all of the suggestions that you had as coach. And the problem is, if you get a new coach, it's going to be a first-time coach. Because...
It's always a first-time coach.
Here's why. Because what GM, unless you fire the GM, is going to let one of these veteran coaches come in, make demands, and get all the power?
Mm-hmm.
So why would the GM sign that
guy? Can I ask
you
a question? Because I've been thinking about this, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you always, you know, we always talk about, like, hey, you got to know who the replacement is. I genuinely am asking the question. Who do Dolphin fans want to be the replacement?
Because, they just thrown out names.
Because all I get is, this is legitimately, because
John Gruden.
John Gruden, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And then the second dumbest thing is Bill Belichick. So I really genuinely want to know, like, who do the Dolphins want them to go get?
Right. Because nobody has an answer.
Who's the, like, is it
so,
Tomlin? They're going to go back to, like, if Tomlin is, if this Pittsburgh thing blows up, that would be fun. Right, I would like that.
But Tomlin is like Flores.
Well, hold on now.
Just more accomplished, so he's probably going to get.
But he's probably not going anywhere. He's probably going to be in Pittsburgh. So yeah, I'm genuinely asking. I'm just genuinely asking. Like, who do the Dolphin fans want that's established? Because it's probably going to be a first-time head coach.
It's the only established head coach if they let go, because he hasn't won with this particular player as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think there's just a little smoke, but I don't know if there's any rumbling. Maybe John Harbaugh.
That's possible. That there's a little Harbaugh, like if they we get to the end of this, John's been great.
Why would they get rid of John Harbaugh?
I don't know.
Because they haven't won a Super Bowl since Ray Lewis.
Keeps blowing double-digit leads.
Can I ask a question? Why do we pick and choose who gets the won the Super Bowl pass and who doesn't? Because you just said, and I've mentioned guys who've won the Super Bowl or said, and I've said, That was a long time ago, and we say that with Aaron Rodgers. You say he get Super Bowl protection, right?
Ring protection, yeah.
Ring protection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, John Harbaugh won a Super Bowl.
But using – so Vlad's going to be little Leroy Horde right now and say, you've had great teams. You've had number one seeds.
Right.
You've had the two-time MVP.
I'm merely asking, how do you determine who gets ring protection and who doesn't?
To me,
if you get through and have to recycle players, once that whole setup is gone, okay, and you got to start over, and then you've rebuilt the team as an organization with a team that you think should be competing, and you're not there, you got to evaluate that again. But even, I'm not saying you got to keep the same guy.
But even like,
because he won a Super Bowl.
Even like, look what we're talking about. We're talking about, okay, if these guys, if they get fired.
Okay, but my, if, like, I ask you this all the time.
And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Like, I don't know who the guy is that the Dolphins are going to lure here that's going to be the savior. You know?
Think about this. Like, I this say guy's the saying, same thing.
He wants Andy, like, Andy Reid's not going anywhere.
I say the same thing about who? At quarterback. Okay? Like, you do realize that if you get rid of Tua and you say you're going to bring somebody else in, that guy's not going to be as good as Tua.
I think there's more quarterbacks right now than coaches as far as, like, the guys. Not saying that there can't be other good coaches. I'm saying established.
Right.
Like, you'll have other places. Like, there'll be a Russell Wilson flying around for a year. We can go down. We could spin the block with that for a year.
See, but that's, you still.
I get it. I'm just saying.
You're still winging it. Like, just, I mean, you had to play Dallas to throw for 400.
Like, who's
like
the guy?
The week before, they were like, Jackson Dart to be in here by the break.
Who's the GM?
Right?
Who's the GM we're bringing? Who's replacing Chris Gray? Who, Lewis Riddick? That's what I hear. Lewis Riddick on TV?
I'll be down with that.
Because he's great on TV.
And he's
didn't go great for Mayock.
No, he did it before, though.
But Riddick
Mayock had not done it.
Yeah, Riddick.
He was in the front office before. Mm-hmm. So it's not
what
like.
What was his gig?
He was
the guy?
Hold on, let me look.
I don't think he was the guy.
He was player personnel guy, I think. It goes GM, player personnel.
And I'll take the guy that's been going every week in and week out, going to college football games and announcing those college football games. He knows the players.
It's a wine and cheese job.
No.
That's a
Panera. Just because a guy been doing games don't mean he's looking at it like that. You know what I'm saying?
If you're I like the guy who's player personnel and continuing calling these young games.
Again, so I make you player personnel. You got to bring a guy in, right? You keep in mind, now you're going to bring a guy in that's either young or doesn't want all the power, eliminating all the guys that everybody's talking about.
Right.
You understand that.
Hey, I'm not saying that the Dolphins should stick with these guys because there's no replacements. I'm just saying I don't know who the guys are that Dolphin fans want. But the Gruden idea, stupid. I put firmly on that. That's a dumb idea.
So Riddick was hired.
The director of pro personnel.
Yeah,
that's what I just said.
Yeah, pro scout for the Reds, for the Commanders, and he was hired as pro scout for the Eagles. Then he went to director of player personnel. He's had since he stopped being player personnel. He's had four interviews for a general manager vacancy. Steelers, Jets, Texans, and Lions.
Huh? I don't know, though.
What don't you know?
I don't know if he can do it.
Who can do it?
Lewis Riddick.
What do you mean?
Fix the Dolphins.
Listen, the first thing that is going to have to.
He's been talking to Greeny every morning.
You got to have, you have to have, and this is no lie. You think you've been asked to be patient with this process.
Mm-hmm.
If they start over, like, you're going to, if whoever has to start it over in the next 2 years are going to have about 20 draft picks.
Yep.
Because you're going to have to do it that way.
What about Rex Ryan?
Take a break. Back after this.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final segment of the show. I want to let you guys know this is exciting.
Oh?
Mike Tyson bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino this December. Iron Mike stories, anecdotes. He told you he's going to tell. We had him on last week. He told you he's going to tell it all. Lawsuits, talking about the Jake Paul thing. We never really got into the lawsuit, the thing. Like, he got screwed out of the Roy Jones fight. Like, he got even that's kind of the sad thing, you know? Like, he had to do the Jake Paul fight, but the Roy Jones fight was super commercially successful, and that company completely bilked him out of money. So which bums you out. So while the Jake Paul thing was tough, I saw that the numbers were, well, let me tell you the code word first before I start rambling. Code word for today on the Mike Tyson thing is knockout. Text knockout to 20357. Knockout to 20357. For more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. I saw that the Terrence Crawford fight went as 41 million viewers for that, jeez, which was the most for a male championship fight, I think, of the century. Mike Tyson, though, Jake Paul, was over 100 million.
What?
Yep.
100 million people watched.
That's what they claimed.
Two things. One,
they also claimed that the Taylor Serrano rematch was 75 million.
Well, that's Jake Paul and his people trying to say that his production and throwing of his promotion and him throwing a fight gets more ratings than.
Are you okay? Hold on, Vlad. I'm sorry, dude.
No,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Like a
dude,
kid,
like,
bro.
Are you serious, dude, right now? Are you proud of it? No. Just, you know what? Just bring it to the microphone, please. We all saw it.
Get closer to the microphone.
You're like a
Leroy.
Lineman that thinks he got away with it, and you're caught.
You're like Mike
flag on the play.
You're like Mike McDaniel right now.
Minus one, dude.
It's her fault.
Can you send to? No,
but
it's
why?
What?
Minus one.
I forgot. You know what? I forgot to add one to the Mike Biamonte new list.
What is
for
it?
Deception
for ASMR.
You know what? It's a good thing. Thank you for reminding us, Leroy.
ASMR.
Minus one for snack time, then.
Fine.
Do that one, too.
I'll do that, too. For lack of radio etiquette.
Mm. We're all friends here, buddy.
What? That has nothing to do with anything. I'm sorry,
we're
Vlad.
On camera.
Vlad, what were you saying, dude?
We're on camera. I completely forgot, bro.
I forgot, too.
I forgot.
We give more access.
Unnecessary to it.
See, when we didn't have access, when they didn't have access to see us, this wasn't a big deal. Now,
no,
all of a sudden,
no matter what, though, because you're next to a microphone, so I'm pretty sure back then you also did the same thing with a microphone.
No, I'm backed away.
That doesn't, no.
You housed those chips just now.
Want to know the honest truth?
Yes. No, do tell.
So I thought it was just a couple left, right? So
did you have some on your eye now?
So I just tipped it back, and I'm like, uh-oh, there's more than I thought. So my mouth was a lot more.
Yeah, I know. You engulfed it like a pelican.
How does a pelican? Wait a minute. Hold on. I will not let you say that about me. The way you hose down wings in a meatball sub.
Wasn't on the air. That wasn't on the radio. We weren't talking to anybody. There's no cameras. No nothing. I was eating in the privacy of your own home. Right. We were watching the Dolphins embarrass themselves.
Yep.
You did this to our audience. Not the same.
Okay.
You are an ultimate deflector. You should be the backup goalie for the Panthers.
What?
You are a deflector of the highest regard, my friend. Mm-mm-mm. And you're putting blinders on and you're ignoring me right now because you know it's ridiculous. How many chips you just engulfed before this segment?
You
had 7 minutes between segments.
I used that for tacos.
And somehow he still wanted chips.
I can't. I'm not going to waste the chips. I got them as a, like a, to eat with them. And
appetizer?
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. Just I eat, you know.
This is crazy. Mike says on Twitter, he says, Tobin, the next coach is the old coach. Saban returns to help Tua and rewrite his own NFL history.
Well,
I don't know about that. It's a nice story.
I'm telling you,
nice
you're
story.
Not.
You might be seeing your next head coach on Thursday.
Here's the problem.
McDermott?
Joe Brady.
He is a South Florida guy.
Stunning Steve came up with that one.
They are getting, you know, like, there's no way if you keep Chris Greer, you're going to bring in somebody like Nick Saban.
No.
If you keep Chris Greer, you can bring in somebody like Joe Brady.
Yeah.
Right? But you ain't going to bring nobody in over like 45 who's going to want power, who's got schooled by their older coaches around them, got schooled about how to go about getting a head coaching job.
Pembroke Pines' own Joe Brady. All right. We can see it. That makes sense. Good suggestion by you and Stunt and Steve.
Are you sure?
Would I be in that?
Has he been getting...
Is he? I don't know.
I don't remember him getting
He's very young. He's only 35, so I don't know.
So my other question is this.
Can he bring Josh Allen with him?
So my other question is this.
Hey, Haley do you Steinfeld. Want, do
you,
stink?
If you're doing and you're hiring a coach, right? Do you need somebody to come in with a certain attitude? Like Dan Campbell, over the top, just feel like it sounds ridiculous, but you know that this is what your team needs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How many coaches like that?
Don't know.
You've already had them all.
Don't know.
Brian Flores, Dan Campbell. You've already had the guys that are like that. The physical guys that are young. Who else can you get?
Don't know.
Mike Tomlin.
I've been so hopeful that this season wasn't going to go this way. I didn't think I'd have to know this.
It's not. It's going, but it's not there yet. We got 15 more games, dude.
No, dude. But they're probably because if they get their ass kicked, he's going to get fired on Friday.
No.
Come on.
He won't be Friday.
Why not Friday?
Won't be Friday.
It's going to be Friday.
That's quick, dude.
That's not quick.
Yeah, it is quick.
But don't you have to give the team time?
To do what?
To get the new staff ready because you have a Monday night game?
Okay, here's the deal.
I'm just asking.
And let me just... No, I know. And bless your heart.
No, bless your heart.
But, like, you're telling me... Here's where... Everybody says you need a new direction, you need to do this, you need to do that, and whatever. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You think if I took another coach and plugged him into this situation, he's going to do much better?
Maybe.
If
all the players are damn hurt that you depend on?
What if?
Okay. And if you have the same guy selecting the coach, what kind of guy you think you're going to get?
What about, hear me out, Mario Cristobal wins the national championship?
No, absolutely not.
Why not? Just pulls a Harbaugh.
Because there's
then
no.
Then takes over the Dolphins.
There's no recruiting in the NFL.
So what? He's tough. That's exactly what you want. Tough.
You like the attitude. Tough. I like the attitude.
Tough.
I like the attitude.
He's got to win the championship first.
But wait. Let me explain something to you. And look, don't get on me about this, what I'm about to say. Okay? If you just got mad at Mike McDaniel for having the wrong group and having to use a timeout, how mad are you going to be at Mario Cristobal, who's known?
Game ops?
Yes.
Interesting.
You see, that's what I mean. You guys throwing out names, you ain't asking the right questions.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. You can't.
It's not a good idea.
We're just having ideas now.
It's not a good idea.
Don't shoot down my ideas.
I'm saying it from the standpoint of the fans.
No, he can't.
All right? Do you understand why you had a problem before?
He's got to win the championship, though.
Do you understand why you had a problem before, and then you're going to bring that to the next level?
No, but
you're going to be so upset.
Yeah, but the bigger issue is weenie football. We're going to have tough trenches.
Now, his attitude?
Yeah.
Or whatever. But what separates him from everybody else is how he builds the in trenches, how he convinces people to come here. So his recruiting.
And then?
There's no recruiting in the NFL.
And then after he wins the championship and he takes over the Dolphins, Jason Taylor, Hurricanes head coach.
Oh, you want him to run the organization?
Hmm?
You don't want him to be the head coach?
No, I want Mario Cristobal.
As what?
He takes over as Dolphins head coach.
Okay.
After he wins the championship, though. He can't leave.
Who's going to be the GM?
Mirabal.
No, stop. Come on.
You got to pick a lineman. Oh, my God. What are you talking about? So Mirabal's going to be
Continue.
And once he takes over the Dolphins job, Jason Taylor, he takes over the Canes job. After they win the championship. He can't leave unless they win the championship.
Man, you see how a year changes, boy? 2 years changes? People wanted Cristobal fired 2 years ago, and then now?
Vlad, that was my exact point.
Did you see Mark Fletcher,
though? Do you guys not forget less than a year ago you were like...
But you know what happens? Wins. That's it. You know what winning does? Winning makes you forget all that bad stuff. You know what nobody remembers now? That the Panthers lost the President's Cup. You know what they say now? Damn, the Panthers have been good for such a long time. They won the President's Cup, and they've been to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 times. And they're the back-to-back champions. Right. So when you win, even your mistakes are cleared up. That's it.
They just put a 50 burger on the Bulls, dude.
Who?
Well, almost. Almost 49. Showed mercy. You want a coach with grace. you know?
Mm-hmm.
The verse frustrated.
He's not allowed to be frustrated with me. What he did to start this segment.
So Brandon Meadows said, I'd like to work for Leroy one day. I'm going to be the laziest, most mundane worker ever, and he'll give me a raise too. Dude, clearly you are not familiar with my work. Your ass would be gone.
Stun Steve says, I was hearing out your stupid hypothetical into the mirror ball thing.
Yeah.
But only if Chris Ball wins the championship.
You are the problem with this world.
Why?
You hire all your friends and family.
Nobody else has any good ideas.
All his friends and family, right?
Wait, would you?
Your whole fraternity would just be going down the slide, talking about business meeting.
Could you imagine if Mike McDaniel was Leroy's pool guy?
Well, he might be in a couple of weeks.
Or you're working at Publix? Yeah, exactly.
Leroy would lash.
Out.
If Mike McDaniel was giving me some of those answers after screwing up my chicken tender sub, we would have some words.
Food fight.
That's our show, everybody. Fight. We will talk to you rascals from Panthers Media Day tomorrow.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.